Hi everybody, we're here with Srini at Yatra Multimedia, and we're going to talk about what Yatra does and about cinema in general. So tell us, Srini, what is Yatra?
Yeah, good morning. Nice to share with you. Yatra is a journey. It's a Sanskrit word, it's pilgrimage. We are having an interesting journey in arts. So, Yatra has two main categories. Like, one is Yatra Multimedia. We produce social and health education movies. So, these movies we produce ourselves. We have a team. We prepare a script according to the NGO's requirement. And we shoot in the villages and project in schools for children and NGOs and youths for the discussions. And we have Yatra Arts Foundation. So this does, we have an evening tuition center in our place. More than 30 children from the village, they come and we create a platform to do their homeworks, to guide their in education after school. Then we have a drama class every Saturday. And we project our health education movies in the villages through the projectors. And we have a discussion with the villagers and schools. And Yatra Arts Foundation, we have a theatre team also. So we do street theatre in the villages on awareness programs. We did before for Auroville Health Center and Pichandikulam, Palmyra, and many government organizations on water and sanitation like that. So we are conducting painting class also. Shivakumar, one of my brother, is an artist. So he conducts painting class, and volunteer Louise and Life and Mr. Mahalingam from Auroville, they conduct English classes for the children. So yeah, one is a film production company for survival and commercial, and one we do Yatra Arts Foundation for social activities in this regard. I have completed 22 films, short ones, all 30 minutes, 25 minutes films. It's not a documentary, it's a docudrama. There will be a story, there will be a message, there will be humor, everything will be inside and the message will be there.
Can you tell us more about these movies, about these docudramas?
Yes. As a docudrama, in docudrama, you make a character. And with comedy, with the real situation which is happening in the real life in the villages. So like that, we make a story, we write a story with nice characters. So we go and perform like in the villages, shot by shot, locations, camera angles and different things. And I direct it and we edit and we put together, and it has a lot of fun and humor. If you show this movie, people really get into it. So they follow as a storyline, and there is a message in it, and after 30 minutes of this film, and they talk about it. Oh, this character has done this, and oh, we shouldn't do like this. Oh, he made fun out of that. So docudramas, it gives more impact in my experience, because I showed several films of mine in the school children. To the school children, and they liked it a lot, it loved, and they speak many things. Even what we missed in the docudrama, during the discussion, it comes out. So we project, we give a small introduction about the docudrama, our films. Like, this is the film, so please watch it, have a fun. But in the end of the film, we have an interaction, we have a discussion. Please watch it carefully. Like that, we will just give a small introduction. So during the film, they have fun, they love, they giggle, and they when there is a serious situation, they be very calm and they talk, and like that, the reaction. I used to always watch the reaction of the audiences when I show my movies. Then end of the discussion, end of the film, and then we have a nice discussion, and the children and whoever watching, and they talk about it. Yeah, this place very nice, and this is nice, and what we can do better.
So for you, movies and visual arts have definitely an educational purpose here in Auroville.
Yes, visual media gives more impact, and this medium has to be used properly because it assists visual, hearing, more impact. We can use this media for more useful purposes. It shouldn't be spoiled, it shouldn't be negative. It should be positive. This media should be used. But directors, many people like use this as a commercial purpose and spoiling the society. But I don't want to go into that direction. This should have some real message and to give more enthusiastic messages for the youths and children and families and women.
Which film directors inspire you in your work?
Interesting. Many. In India, for example, I like more Satyajit Ray from West Bengal, his movie Padir Panjali and many film of him. And in Tamil Nadu, I like very much old director Bhim Singh, Maniratnam, Shankar. And in Kerala, Adur Gobalakrishnan, Shyam Benegal.
And so tell me, Shini, what are your ongoing projects now?
Nice. At present, apart from filmmaking, one of the film producers, I tried for my future film to tell a story. And he listened to the story, he liked it. And he said, I will produce you later. In the meanwhile, I showed one of the docudrama, Matram, which won 2 awards from the Auroville Film Festival. And he saw the movie. And I was acting in that movie. And he liked it. After 2 months, I received a call from him. Hey, come and act in a serial. It's a mega serial for one year or 2 year project in Chennai. It's called Captain TV. Yeah, every day, Monday to Friday at 8:30. The name of the serial is called Vanakkam Chennai. I'm acting as a big Vishwanathan, a nice comedy character.
So how's it like to becoming a star in Kulapayam and Auroville?
Ayyo! No, I really love acting and more people and more friends have come to know and acting, and even this theater and filmmaking makes me, more popular in Auroville, in other surroundings. Really, I like to be an actor and to know people and to do a message and have fun with people and friends.
So for you, what is the situation of visual arts, theatre, cinema in Auroville?
It's really nice. Many filmmakers are here. And even last year, film festival has created more awareness between the filmmakers, and many youths and children wants to make more good movies, short ones, short movies, documentaries in Auroville. And it is a very nice situation now. Auroville is an example for human unity. And we are very proud that Auroville has been established in our area, next to our village. So, and this is the only international township in the world which gives more, different culture, different language, different people, different countries live together as one. So Auroville is here. So human unity is very must. And I'm also thinking a lot to give a nice short film about human unity. So still I'm not in the process. But I really want to see other filmmakers bring their own ideas about human unity. So, really interesting thing to see this.
Thank you so much, Srini.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I'm very happy to share all my future ideas, what we have been doing here, to share to Auroville Radio. I thank you very much to Auroville Radio and to you.